Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. The word mindfulness is everywhere today, and for good reason. In our frantic 24/7 world, managing stress is a necessity, and mindfulness helps you be both highly effective and at ease all day long. Audrey Walzer has given hundreds of people in the 805 science-based mindfulness tools to downregulate the stress response through her Learn Mindfulness Meditation courses. Register now for September classes in Westlake or in Camarillo and learn to stress less. Visit the mindfulness page at LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com. That's LearnMindfulMeditationWithAudrey.com.
To the Brighter Side of Recovery, sponsored by Sober Recovery Center. Finally, a radio show that not only tackles the brighter side of addiction, recovery, mental health, and anything in life that you are recovering from, but also a show with the answers for family, friends, and those who love an addict. Hosted by award-winning radio show host and motivational leader Kim Pagano, Sherry Gaba, a psychotherapist and certified recovery coach, and Jennifer Chastain, an advocate for the community. Tune in for the Brighter Side of Recovery on the Kim Pagano Show from 2 p.m. to 3 p.m. They bring you the experts, authors, and professionals that speak to the issues that are important to you, the listener. Give them the questions, and they will bring you the solutions to whatever you are recovering from. And now, here's Ventura County's favorite radio show host, it's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome, everyone, and so glad that you are joining us here on The Brighter Side of Recovery. And I'm Kim.
And I'm Sherry.
How you doing, Sherry?
I'm fantastic. So excited when I come here on Saturdays.
There you go. It's just because we get to have a little break and go have lunch, right?
Yeah, we had a great lunch today.
There you go. All right, well, we do have a great show. Tom, how are you doing?
Everything's well here. Beautiful Saturday afternoon.
I know. I do want to remind everyone of our morning shows, and that is 6 to 8, where we talk about the brighter side of life. And, of course, you have tuned in to the Brighter Side of Recovery and, of course, sponsored by SOBA. And Sherry's a part of SOBA. Tell us a little bit about SOBA.
We're just growing like crazy. We're in Malibu. We are known for our very large community. We also have SOBA Texas. We're in Calabasas. We're in Ventura. We have programs that are 12-step, non-12-step. We're just an amazing place to go and send someone that you love so that they can build a community around their recovery.
There you go. Also, I do want to give out our phone number here, and our phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. What we do is we love to take your calls. One, if you're going through anything in your life that you need help with, we'd love to help get those people in touch with you, or vice versa. And we've had a couple of people call in, more than a couple people call in that, you know, they're going through a hard time and they just need some help. And we'd love to get those people.
And to know that we have resources. You know, if SOBA's not the right place for them or they're looking for some other resource, you know, we definitely are there to support them.
There you go. And, of course, Sherry's a therapist. And, of course, we all have outlets to amazing stories and things that we've gone through in our life. And that's what this show is all about. I do want to let you know that we do have a podcast that is all you have to go on your smartphones and go to podcast, Kim Pagano Show, and download all of our shows there. Also, follow us on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And again, we also have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and it lets you know about all the guests that we have in our show. And so all you have to do...
And our blogs.
And our blogs
and
that we do
particularly
all...
particularly loved your blog last week.
Thank you. Yeah. And it's just, it's really about touching people's lives and really looking at the brighter side of life. Of course, our phone number here again is 805 419 419-0008. The reason I'm getting that number out to you is, one, we have lots and lots of things that we always give back on our show, lots of great events that we want to be a part of, and not only that, lots of things that we attend. And I want to just do a quick thank you to Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, Ventura and Thousand Oaks, for asking us to be a part of that. Simi Valley Dream Cuisine, we had a great time there. Hope's Haven, Wing of Hope Gala that we attended, and we were part of that. And then, of course, Conejo Valley Home Remodeling Show. And just a shout out to a couple of our friends that are survivors out there, Mary and Jennifer. We just want to, you know, really just tell you that we're thinking about you. And, we're all going to get through this together. That's what this is all about, is really finding your support team and really just knowing that people out there are caring. I do want to tell you a little bit about our show today. Our first guest is Misty. And Misty is the author of Daily Meditations for Codependents and Al-Anons with a Sense of Humor. And the name of it is If You Leave Me, Can I Come With You? And what a great title. So we're going to talk with her. And then we're going to talk with Ken Pomerantz, and he's the Chief Operating Officer of InTheRooms.com. And you know a little bit more about him.
Well, it's amazing. It's a virtual online community.
So you always have somebody to talk to.
Always. And there's a lot of countries, a lot of small cities. There's not always meetings available, and not just, you know, let's say AA, but Al-Anon, CODA meetings. They have meetings for everybody.
Wow. So yeah, so we're going to be talking with him a little bit too. Again, I just want to remind you, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. And Tom, you want to talk about all of our great giveaways?
We have some more great restaurants in the 2 o'clock hour here for a Saturday afternoon. Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and for The Habit, it's a free kids meal that we're giving away for this afternoon. On October 28th, Fork It Over, that's 6 to 9 o'clock in the evening at the Palm Garden Hotel, and we have pairs of tickets for that, and then a couple of great concerts. How about Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza in T.O., Winona Judd and the Big Noise Christmas, and Funny Stuff, December 12th, 12-12. Craig Ferguson had the late night show. He's a Scotsman. He's very funny. He's at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza.
There you go. And you know what? Let's just start off with a couple tickets to Winona Judd and the Big Noise Christmas. And, of course, that's over at Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza, November 29th. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. I do want to remind you that if you hear anything that we're talking about and you want to be a part of it, call us. We want to hear from you. Our first guest, let's bring her on, Misty B. Misty, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How are you?
Good. Thank you, Kim. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are, and kind of a little bit about your journey.
Well, I am a writer and filmmaker, and I worked for quite some time in entertainment and had, you know, been affected by a lot of alcoholism and addiction. And I decided to write the book that I've written because I wanted to bring some humor to recovery. And I, about 6 years ago, I started really looking at the you know, how I'd been impacted by, you know, the disease of alcoholism and addiction, not as an addict myself, but as a family member. And I decided to get some recovery help, and I, you know, I started attending a 12-step meeting. For me, it was Al-Anon. Again, I don't represent them, but so that was my journey. That's where I found the hope and help I needed. And I thought, you know, there's a lot of laughter in the meetings I go to, and I thought I'd like to share some of, you know, my experience with people that might be struggling with this. The disease of alcoholism and being in relationships with such people.
Hi, Misty. This is Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. How are you?
Great. I love that you are bringing humor to the subject of codependency. You know, I also am the same member of the 12-step program you're a member of, but I have gone to regular AA meetings in my life. And sometimes I find there is more laughter in the actual AA meetings. So I think that's interesting. I mean, because, you know, you have to imagine that the family members, like ourselves, we're the ones that are kind of left with the hurricane, I guess you would say.
Yeah.
We're left with the mess. So tell me what has been humorous to you about the program
or
about your codependency. Yeah, I'd love to hear about
the thing for me is that, you know, codependents sort of have, or Al-Anon's codependents, we sort of have this reputation for being, you know, the hall monitors.
Yes.
Of the recovery community. You know, we like to pop the balloons and take the party favors down. You know, they just see us as big party poopers. That's not really the truth. When we come on the other side of healing and recovery, you know, we can find our sense of humor again. But I would agree with you. I saw a lot of laughter in the AA meetings, and I thought to myself, man, I'd rather hang around the alcoholics. They have a lot more fun.
Which we do. Which we tend to attract, right?
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, for me, I mean, I just am able to look at the foibles of myself. I don't, you know, my journey is my journey. I came in for other people, but I stay for myself. And the things I find humorous are the things that are, you know, really about my own foibles, you know, my controlling nature, my inability to keep my foot out of my mouth, my, you know, need to give my opinion on everything. Not everybody wants it.
Misty, I love that, you know, because we all do have to take our turn in what we bring to the table, right? And, and it, you know, I mean, when you go into those meetings, you're not, it's not like it's all about them. Okay, we're here to make sure they get better.
It's
like a family affair, you know? And so I love that we're talking about
waking up in this program.
That's
so
right.
Really what I think, Misty, you're saying is once you, you know, do the work, go through the steps, you know, get some support, get a sponsor, make some friends in the program, then suddenly become alive.
Yeah,
yes.
There you go. I love it. I'm looking through your book right here, and there's one little page here that fixer-uppers. I thought relationships were like houses, much more gratifying when they required strenuous work. I could never figure out why anyone would buy a new house when they could buy a fixer-upper. And I'm not going to read the whole thing, but it says, in spite of myself, today I will not fix anything, especially if it involves a copper pipe, you know? And it is, we all get into these relationships sometimes and we go, oh, he's really good looking, but I'm going to definitely buy him new clothes, and I'm going to make sure I do his hair differently.
Put some gel in his hair.
Yeah, and I'm going to, you know, seriously, it's like we're fixing him up. What if we just learn to love unconditionally? Do people really do that anymore? You know?
You know, that's funny. I was thinking of that the other day. I literally was dreaming about my boyfriend's problem. I woke up going, what is he going to do about XYZ? And I thought, I started laughing because I thought, I am still so codependent. You know, my first reaction without a spiritual program is to go, where am I going to fix something? What am I going to make right? You know, that savior complex that I have. And now I'm at the point where I can laugh at myself and go, okay, I'm doing it again. But, you know, it's serious stuff, but it's also, we have to have humor. Humor is what heals us. And like you said, it's a family disease. I hear so many stories of people who, you know, with the alcoholic gets help, but the Al-Anon never does.
Think about all the rehabs that are out there. I mean, there's maybe one place that I know of, and I think it's in Kentucky or Tennessee, that actually caters to the person who is the codependent. And the codependent is a disease. You know, people don't understand, but codependency is a disease just like any addiction. And if you don't exercise the muscle of support, you know, you're going to continue to be a codependent and enable. And you're just going to, you know, you may change relationships, but it's going to be the same story.
Yes, exactly.
I love it. So let's just talk about, what are some signs that you are living with a narcissist?
Just in your words, what is a narcissist?
Yeah.
And why do you believe there's this narcissist codependent relationship? Why do they find each other?
Okay. Well, so first of all, you know, a lot of people think, you know, they see what's going on online and go, that person's a narcissist. The reality is, and I'm sure Sherry, you'll back this up, that it's a personality disorder that really is very difficult to treat. And most people that are doing the crazy stuff, like look at my abs on Facebook, or look at my, you know what I mean, look at my hair, you know, the Kardashian and all that stuff that people talk about, is not true narcissism. You know, narcissism is dangerous, and you know, the reality is, I like to say, I wrote an article about it recently, like to say, it's like the Lucy and the Ethel, the macaroni and cheese, wherever a narcissist is, the codependent's waiting in the wings. We attract them because we feed off of the excitement they offer. You know, they're like our drug. We're addicted to people and, you know, those kind of things. And the narcissist is addicted to the attention that they get from us. So, I mean, there's so many layers to narcissism, and I'm not a, you know, I'm a sort of a non-mental health expert. I know how not to do it, but for me, I think, you know, there are ways that you can tell that you're dealing with someone who has those kind of tendencies. One is that they move very fast. The relationship within, you know, a few weeks or months, you know, they're in love with you. You're the only person that's ever meant anything to them.
They're obsessed with you.
Yeah,
and you feed into it because if you're the dependent,
that person, feels so good.
Oh,
right?
It's so juicy. Mm.
right, and yeah. They make you their whole entire
you
world.
Feel so beautiful. I mean, my narcissist ex-husband always told me how beautiful I was, and I just played right into it.
Yep,
I loved
the
it.
The thing
you
is,
are.
Once they get
you are, but that's okay. You know,
the thing is, once a narcissist has you in their sort of grips, if you will, then they lose interest. So that's the difference. Someone who truly loves you and thinks you're beautiful, which no doubt I'm sure that you are, is it continues. But once a narcissist gets you, it's like, okay, next, where am I going to get my next source of supply, my next, you know, fix? And then there's a lot of
kind of like a scorpion, right? Once they got you, then they're done with you.
Exactly. You know, and then there's always the things like the lies. You know, they're great manipulators. They will say something to you and literally turn the words on you so that you have no idea what they've just said and you'll agree with them. I mean, I was with one narcissist who had convinced me that as a dentist on Thursday night until midnight, he was giving free dental cleanings to kids at risk.
Oh, that's a good one.
And that his roommate, who was a woman, she had cancer, so he was just helping her out.
Wow. So what is it in you, Misty? I mean, let's get, you know, transparent if you're comfortable. I know, you know, where my holes are or my whatever you want to call it. But what was it about you in you that needed to believe something? Really, the bottom line is you believed the lie because believing the lie was filling the need.
Yeah. Well, you know, what I say at the bottom of all that is that the codependent doesn't really want intimacy. The codependent doesn't trust themselves or other people and has no sense of real self either. So for me, growing up in a family that was mired in addiction, you know, alcoholism, drug addiction, pill addiction, rage. So every person in my family has died from the disease of alcoholism. Mm,
everyone in your immediate family?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, Misty. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Wow.
When I say it's devastating. When they say that it's a family disease, no joke. And
yeah, right.
It's really powerful. And so for me, there was one option. That was to be the Al-Anon. That was to come into the world and try to fix everybody and everything.
You mean the untreated Al-Anon.
Yes, exactly. The untreated, yes. Now that I'm treated and I really am perfect, there's no problem.
I like that.
but yeah, so my reaction to alcoholism was to become, you know, the savior and to try to fix everything around me. And it worked for a while. I ran my life on my success, my achievements, and then it stopped working because I had a spiritual void. And everything that I had tried, therapy, not that therapy doesn't work. I think
right.
that it does, but...
I tell people 12 steps are way more important than therapy. It's okay.
Yeah, they provide that community that I think we're missing as a society. That sense that there's somebody that really cares, no matter how bad it is, you can call someone at 3 a.m. and they identify. You know, the Al-Anon identifies with the Al-Anon. They know what the struggle's like to be around others who are addicted and to feel that you're even just as crazy as the user.
So what was your bottom? What was your emotional bottom that you finally joined Al-Anon? And if you want to tell me how old you were when you found recovery.
Yeah. Well, I was in my early 40s and I found recovery just 6 years now. And what happened was I was sort of invited to Al-Anon as in, you're really crazy, you need to get to a 12-step group. Here's one on Manchester. Good luck. Don't call me again. Kind of thing. I mean, I had really hit a bottom. I had lost my job. I had lost my home. I had lost my car. My last relationship with the alcoholic had fallen apart.
Whoa, Misty. So that is really something. Like, you're saying that you lost all the material things that an addict loses when they reach bottom.
Yes, and I, you know, I recently spoke at a convention, and I talked about how I'm like the hardline Al-Anon, like the hardline alcoholic. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
There's always those hard stories, and I'm sort of the hard Al-Anon because my reaction became so extreme. My need to try to fix and figure everything out and use anything outside of myself to make myself happy and feel better. And it stopped working. And when it was all kind of ripped away, I really had to look at who I was.
Wow.
Without the achievements or
Misty,
whatever.
Misty, will you stay on with us? Because we need to take a really quick break, but I want to hear your story. Again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, I'm Kim, here with Sherry. Jennifer had to leave and do a couple things, but
and
of course
this show
she's
today,
here.
Kim, I mean, I have to just say, it is the heart of what we're about here at the Brighter Side of Recovery. I mean, we really want to support the families, and this guest really is just incredible.
Yeah, so thank you. Again, we're talking with Misty, and we're talking about if you leave me, can I come with you? And it's really, I can hear your story unwinding right now because we want so bad to be accepted in. And I think you almost had to, like, went down with them. So, again, I do want to give away something. And we've got Camarillo Skyway tickets to the Playhouse. And I would love to give it's actually the show is 9. I think you guys all should go see it. And we've got a pair of tickets for somebody right now. Call in at 805-419-0008. That's 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's gonna do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's gonna change your life. She's gonna change the life of your hair, and she's gonna end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park. Schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life over on the recovery time right now. And again, I do want to remind you of our 6 to 8 show in the morning. And I would love to give some Halloween haunted Dead Zone 805 tickets away. And that's over at the Halloween Planet in Ventura. We've got tickets all the way up until Halloween. And those are available to use every weekend. So call in right now. I've got a couple pairs, 805-419-0008. I'm also going to throw out there, how about Famous Dave's? We've got a gift certificate to Famous Dave. So call us, 805-419-0008. We're talking with Misty B, and we're talking about if you leave me, can I come with you? Misty, where'd you get that name from?
I don't know. It just sort of came to me.
Well, it's so appropriate because, you know, I know that feeling of feeling like abandoned. You know, when somebody's like, okay, I'm done with you, and you just can't leave them alone. So, isn't that kind of like, is that what you were intending it to feel like?
Yes, you know, it sort of became a picture for me, and the picture was this woman who's trailing after someone. You know, it's sort of like that old 70s, I don't know if you remember this ad or PSA for a guy who gets in the car with, and he's drunk, and the woman runs out after him and is like, don't take the car, you'll kill yourself.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. Uh-huh.
Right, right.
So that's sort of like the
And then
picture.
You jump in with him? No. Right.
No, I would run him over.
Oh, okay.
I'm joking. But yeah. I didn't get that far in my... But I think that the mindset, my mental thing was, don't leave me, please don't leave me, but I'm not going to fully invest because I don't want you to leave me and I don't want to... It's just that sense.
So you never let your
ever,
wall down.
Yeah. Yeah. And then so if you leave, there's nothing here, so I guess I'll go with you. So I think that sort of, it just encapsulates for me what the codependent brain is like.
You know, Misty, when you were saying that you lost your job, you lost your whole
car,
life. Yeah,
everything.
Yeah. How did you? I mean, were you in just a different state of mind?
Were you giving your money away to the alcoholic?
No, I was not. Well, okay, maybe.
Gotcha.
Maybe. I will tell you the final straw is that when I was, and again, I don't say this to blame anyone. I'm fully responsible. But what happened was I was in a relationship with an alcoholic, and he did get me to buy a house in my name, and it did go into foreclosure, and it did ruin my credit. So I wasn't technically giving my money away to the alcoholic, but I was so,
invested.
Yeah.
You were so invested, yeah.
Did you always, in all of these relationships, have an intuition that this is not, but what you said that was really important is we close off our truth. When you grow up in a chaotic family, you become very other-focused. That's really the hallmark.
Well, we were just talking about that, Sherry and I, is if you've learned this from your family, you don't really have any other tools to work with.
Well, all we know is to be focused on everybody else. There's so much going on. We become very hypervigilant to what's going on around us. So when you meet this this charming alcoholic and he loves you, so you're getting the attention that you might not have gotten as a child, and then he's telling you to do this and this and this, and you're
like... And you kind of think like, oh, he's going to take care of me, but then your gut's telling you different.
It's crazy.
So you're
making.
Kind of on the fence. So you've got one foot over and one foot over, but then you're really not invested. So it's just such a convoluted relationship.
It is. And the thing is that when you grew up in alcoholism, addiction, or even, you know, if there's rage or mental illness in you do not trust your own decisions.
So I
joke that I was the kind of person that either, you know, I wouldn't even, like, I was paranoid, or I would, you know, hand my baby over to a stranger and walk away.
Yeah, everything's black or white. There's no in between. Yeah. Everything is all or nothing, black or white.
Misty, do you have children?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't, but so that was a metaphor. I think that, you know, I believe in a higher power and that things work out the way they're supposed to, but, you know, looking at my life, I think that it worked out the best that it did. But there are aspects of myself that I think I would have enjoyed having children. I think that I was highly impacted by, you know, the alcoholism in my life that made me say, I don't know if I want to make a decision to bring a child into the world. And, you know, those are some of the repercussions. I don't have regrets because I live in the now today, but there was a time when that really disturbed me. But I think that, you know, with the healing and the tools that I've gotten in recovery, I know that there's a plan for my life, and this is what it's supposed to be. And it's not always what I want it to be or I thought it'd be, but it's always what really, it is what it is.
Yeah. Misty, what are some of the signs that for our listeners out there that you're in a go-nowhere relationship?
Oh, signs. Well, I would think, yeah, trust your gut. So if your gut is telling you you don't trust something someone's saying, acknowledge it. And I think community is so important. Having some people that you can share your concerns with, and they'll give you honest feedback. They won't kind of play into your baloney, but they'll also tell you, this is worth questioning. And then I think being able to, you know what, it's like that whole thing about if you have to hire a private detective because you think someone's cheating on you, they're cheating on you.
Yeah.
Because if they're not, you don't trust them anyway, so what's
why
the point?
Stay there, yeah. So what are 10 common everyday things you should never say to your partner?
I didn't know you were going to ask me that. But, you know, I think there are so many, I will try to call it, but you don't want to say things like, I think for me it's like not giving advice. You should do this or you should have done that. I think, you know, other things like, and now I'm completely blanking, but other things like, if you loved me, you would do this.
Or you wouldn't do this.
Or you wouldn't do this. Yeah, you wouldn't drink.
Right.
I think other things that you would, that you don't want to say to your partner are, why aren't you more like this? Or really, it's all about how you engage with that person outside yourself, and you're not kind of focusing on their behavior. So it's about you. I don't have all my 10 in front of me, but
that's okay.
No, it's fine. I mean, really what I'm hearing you say, and I bet if we looked at the list, and I think it's pretty clear, it's really about being in acceptance, that if a question is about not being in acceptance and being in control and being on the edge of something that is, you know, we're pushing, if we're in that push mode, it's probably not the right question.
Right. Yeah. And we need to look at ourselves, not look at how we can change our relationship. Misty, what are we going to find in your book?
Say that again. When are we what?
What are we going to find in your book?
What are you going to find in my book? Well, there'll be cash and prizes. what you're going to find, I think, is hope and inspiration for anyone who has had a relationship or is in a relationship with someone who's addicted to something. You know, it's also just about how you deal with relationships and yourself. I think this book applies to really anyone. It comes from a 12-step perspective, but anybody can relate to this.
Yeah, I was going to say that I would definitely promote, if I was promoting this book, I would say it's for dysfunctional families, you know, because if you grow up in, like you said, if you grow up in a family where there was abuse or trauma or dysfunction, I mean, it's the same stuff. It doesn't have to like look like alcohol or drugs.
It's any addiction, exactly. And that's really why our show is about the brighter side of recovery. Anything that you're waking up to and really, right? That's what it's all about.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's what becoming a person that's a treated Al-Anon or a treated codependent, that's somebody that's waking up.
Yes.
Oh, no problem. Okay, bye-bye.
So, my hope was to reach out to anybody who doesn't have the benefit of humor and inspiration, and so if they feel alone, that they feel like they have someone kind of with them.
Okay. And what, so you talk about apologies, and what are the apologies that do more harm than good?
I think anytime an apology puts it back on the other person. Here's how I've learned to do apologies. It's just, you know, it's plain and simple. I was wrong. Can I make it right? And kind of anything other than that, for me personally, is hedging. Like, oh, I'm sorry I hurt you when I said this. I didn't intend to. You know, any apology you see on TV today is not a real apology. Whenever anybody in the media gets up and goes, I really apologize if I hurt anyone. Well, of course you hurt people when you did what you did. Just say I was wrong.
Right.
Do you think that codependency is also about manipulation? Because a lot of times I'll confront my clients or friends, and I'll say, look, you know, what was in it for you? I mean, you did this because, you know, it kept you here, or you didn't have to, you know, you didn't want to upset the, you didn't want to rock the boat, or you did that people pleasing because you didn't want someone to be angry at you. So maybe you could speak about that a little bit.
Well, codependents are huge manipulators. Huge. I mean, we're just as manipulative as the alcoholic. It's just a little bit nicer and a little more I guess, cleaner, or, you know, looks nicer. And what that comes from is, yes, the core of it can be people-pleasing. It can be about not having boundaries. It can be about just wanting to look good or my ego. At the bottom of everything for me has been fear.
Wow. And you know what? That's a really good topic to talk about, because I think that fear-based relationships can lead, it's like a danger sign. It's a danger zone. Don't you agree?
Mm-hmm. I do. And I think that when we examine why we're doing manipulative stuff, at the bottom of it is either I fear I'm not enough, I'm not going to get enough, I'm going to lose something that I have. And it really is just, the bottom line is terror and fear. And, you know, I have a choice today. I can continue to live out of that fear, or I can take different steps. And that's what I learn in recovery, is tools. I don't always feel good, but I take different actions, or I try to.
Right, right. I love where this conversation is going. And
maybe she would like to stay on longer.
Yeah, you know, can you do that with us, Misty?
I'm super busy. I can, yes.
Yeah, okay, great.
I love it. We're going to take a really quick break, and we'll be right back. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. I do want to remind everybody on Sunday tomorrow that we've got the street fair over in Thousand Oaks. It's the Rotary Club of Thousand Oaks, and there's going to be music, food, arts, crafts, and fun. And it's from 9 to 4 over on Moore Park Road, Hillcrest, and Wilbur. And there's like 370 vendors, so definitely get out there and join all the fun out there. Another thing that we've got coming up that I want to do a little shout out for Rachel is Scare the Hell Out of Cancer Right Before Halloween. And UCAN and Title Boxing Club of Newbury Park are punch cancer in the face. And it's another great fundraiser. So that's going to be Friday, October 30th, 5 o'clock. And that's over in Newbury Park at the Title Boxing Club. Also, we've got Fork It Over, and that's October 28th, 6 to 9 on a Wednesday. I'm actually emceeing that, and that's over at the Palm Garden Hotel in Thousand Oaks. And all of the appetizers and desserts are going to be made from all these different chefs. And they're all made out of Girl Scout cookies.
Oh, how interesting.
I know. So it should be a really good time. I've got a couple of pairs of tickets right now. Actually, I've got one more pair of tickets right now. Call in, and I'd love to get those in your hands. 805-419-0008. 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. We'll be right back.
Waking up to your aliveness is what Sherry Gaba teaches her clients in person, by phone, or through Skype. Sherry teaches you how to live a life filled with harmony, peace, joy, and purpose, with real tools to change anything in your life, whether it's a relationship, career, financial abundance, anxiety, depression, or any addiction, whether it's alcohol, food, even obsessive love, or the internet. Sherry is a licensed psychotherapist and a certified transformation and recovery coach. Call Sherry at 818-756-3338. Email her at sherry@sgabatherapy.com. And check out her website at www.sherrygaba.com.
Do you know someone suffering from addiction? Call 866-547-6451 or visit us on the web at SoberMalibu.com today. Sober Recovery Center is the only Joint Commission accredited addiction treatment center in Malibu. At the Sober Recovery Center, we treat the underlying psychological disorders and the symptoms of addiction. We live by the creed that one size does not fit all. The bottom line is, we provide treatment that works for you or your loved one. Call 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com for immediate help for any drug or alcohol problem. Our expert team is committed to helping develop a customized program to ensure your recovery experience is life-changing. The SRC program is the only affordable program to offer such a high quality of care with so many therapies from renowned therapists. Our therapists and doctors will assist you by providing the necessary tools to manage your life and address the issues that have plagued you. Counselors are ready to help you and your loved ones 24 hours a day. That's 866-547-6451 or visit SoberMalibu.com today. Help is just a call away at 866-547-6451.
Now back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Brighter Side of Recovery. I do want to remind everyone out there that we have a newsletter that goes out every single week. We just hit our 4,000 mark. And if you are not getting our newsletters, you want to make sure you are, because it's actually a list of all the events that are happening. Also, you know, all of our guests and our hosts and myself, we all blog on there, and we tell a little bit about who's going to be there, and it's a really great it's a great way to kind of keep in touch with everybody.
You know, I was thinking, Misty, we could talk a little bit about the LaVon situation. Are you reading more? Are you reading more? Kim, are you reading more things? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So sorry.
I'm like, where is
I was already ready for the next
I know
topic.
You are. Well, I do want to do another giveaway, because we'd love to give back. And our phone number here is 805-419-0008. For all my animal lovers out there, Paw Works is having a Halloween potty, and it's October 17th. Everything, there's so many things going on this month, and this is from 7 to 11. I've got a pair of tickets for somebody out there that would like to join us over there. It's actually in Agora at the best Halloween store ever. So call us right now at 805-419-0008. And I'm also going to give away Laugh Out Loud Comedy Night. Everybody needs to laugh. And of course, this will admit to the Regency Theaters. That's October 21st, 7:30. And I'm telling you, it's a great show. This is right over in Camarillo off of Lantana. So again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Sherry, it's all yours now.
Well, I'm so sorry, but I do want to say that we really do give away some incredible things.
Yeah.
I mean, you really work very hard, Kim, in this community to make sure that we're serving
by
having all these giveaways. And, you know, in these times, I think people really appreciate it.
Yeah.
Anyway, in the news this week, there's been a lot regarding Lamar Odom.
Yeah.
And I just was wondering if Misty had any thoughts. I know that Khloe Kardashian divorced him a couple years ago, although they're not officially divorced. I know that she's been by his side through this ordeal. But I'm just wondering, Misty, you know, someone asked me earlier, well, she held good boundaries. You know, he has yes people, but she didn't say yes. She left him. So what are your thoughts on this case?
Well,
this tragedy. I shouldn't say case, tragedy.
Yeah. Well, you know, as I watched kind of it unfolding, it is tragic, because addiction is addiction, whether you're, an NBA champion or you're, you know, just an average Joe who, you know, works in a, you know, at a McDonald's.
At a gas station.
It's tragic.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, not knowing the particulars, it sounds as if she struggled with him and his addiction a lot, and probably got to a point where she just couldn't, you know, invest anymore in it, and then made a decision that it wasn't working. I mean, without knowing much, I did see a few things of him where he kind of was sort of ranting and, you know, in response to what was going on. And, you know, he's, it's sad, because he seems like a really good guy who was just really damaged by addiction and mired in a lot of tragedy, and he turned it on himself, as opposed to, you know, taking the opportunities and the many, many gifts he had. I'm not saying like he's not past, but you know what I mean? Like, he's had a lot of gifts and opportunities. And so her response to me, without knowing, I don't watch the show, I know nothing about people in terms of their personal lives.
Yeah.
But what I see is that she made a decision and moved on. And it does seem like there's a lot more drama going on with her going back into it, but I have no idea. I have no clarity on if that's more for how things look versus real genuine concern.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, every addict's going to get to that point.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I mean, it's really sad. I mean, this is a case of someone who really had a lot of trauma and loss in his life. I mean, some of the things that I know is that his father was a heroin addict. There's that gene of addiction, curse, so to speak. And then mother died, I think, when he was young. And then he had more loss when he lost a baby to crib death.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know. And some people can only take so much in their life. Do you agree?
Well, an addict, yes. I mean, an addict has a different brain functioning. I mean, yes, if they have recovery, there's a lot more hope for them. But if there is no recovery and they're, quote, untreated, their only go-to, the default, is to go to their disease.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think what happened was, I don't know, he got some kind of phone call. He went to a brothel, and then he got some kind of phone call, and then his mood changed. He was on a lot of herbal supplements like Viagra, but an herbal supplement.
Right.
They said that he took, like, they saw, I don't know, they said 10, but who knows. I think he had cocaine and opiates in his system, I believe, but, of course, we won't know till there's, you know, till the blood tests, I suppose. I mean, I'm not a doctor, but there's just so much at play here. And then the idea that he's at a brothel, you know, what do you think about, what do you think about co-addiction, Misty?
Yeah, I mean, you know, generally it all kind of goes together. And most of the people that I see in, you know, in program have a couple of things. I mean, our minds are wired. I would say that I have that tendency as well. It's just that I fixate on something else. So the symptoms may be different, but the core problem is the same. The core issue is a lack of connection with ourselves and something bigger than ourselves, and an inability to connect with other people and have healthy functioning relationships.
You know, I love that you said that, Misty. God, I just love that, because we talk a lot about not being connected to a higher power, or we have a spiritual malady or a spiritual hole, but you are so right. We are not connected to ourselves. Speak about that a little bit.
Well, I know for me, because of how the trajectory that my life took, it was outside things would make me happy. So if I earned enough money, I could be safe enough that no one could ever hurt me again. If I was the first woman to achieve this or accomplish that, or if I was the only one in my family to have an education, then I would, you know, be able to be something. So it was always based upon something outside myself, never something inside myself, because there was so much self-hatred, you know?
Exactly. That just comes from being other-focused, growing up and being other-focused. And then if things were chaotic around you, instead of believing it's about somebody else, well, you take it in. You know it's going on around you, but you internalize it and make it about, is this my fault?
Yes.
Right.
And then we compensate, and then some of us compensate by fixating on other people, and others compensate by taking the drink or the drug. But again, what I've discovered is that with a spiritual connection and a connection to myself, that's not as important. It's definitely not what it used to be, and that's my focus now, is to go, how can I live with myself today and do the best thing that I have, what's in front of me, connect to my higher power and other people in the best way I can, and just try to do my best. It's not when you're fighting the demons inside that are either an addiction or an obsession. It's an obsession of the mind, they say. So my obsession of the mind may take on a different format than, say, Lamar Odom. I'm focused on other people or what they've done or said or doing or what I'm going to accomplish. But still a mind obsession. His mind's thinking about the next drink or the next drug or whatever, or sex or whatever it is. But it's still the obsession of the mind.
Right. Misty, you know, I didn't read this at the beginning of our show, but it really is kind of appropriate. Is hardships often prepare ordinary people for extraordinary destiny? And, you know, it's kind of like you had the training from your family, even though you didn't know that was training, that now what you're dealing with in your life, you know? And
Well, we have, you know, resiliency. When you come from dysfunction, you have a lot of resiliency. And that's positive. It also can be very negative when it turns on you, like becoming a workaholic. Were you a workaholic, Misty?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. That was my main addiction, was success and achievement and work.
So now, what is your? Do you have a lot more balance in your life today?
Yes, I definitely do. I have a different career than I did before. I was working in entertainment, and you know those hours are what, 24/7, and then some. And when the recession hit and those jobs kind of went away, then I moved in. You know, I was in marketing as well and advertising, and jobs started going away. And then I moved into a different industry where I'm really of service, and I can pick and choose my hours a little more. And now, you know, that there's more opportunities as a writer, and I'm doing, you know, speaking engagements and things, it's a different life. But I really try to devote part of my day to being of service to other people that are struggling with this problem. I can't live my life just about myself anymore. It's just not an option.
Well, and that's why we have our show, is really to give back, you know, to the journey that you've traveled, that all of us have traveled. How do we make our journey and share our gifts and the things that we've learned so that we can help other people? That's really what this is all about.
Exactly.
And, you know, and so I love that. Do you feel like I'm taking this class, being a mindfulness class, and it's really interesting the things that I have learned from this class. And some of us, you know, that our codependency or that we live in the moment instead of, you know, we don't hear the whole sentence. We only hear part of the sentence. We run away with our thoughts before they even get done talking. There are so many things in our life that we don't know what we're doing, you know what I mean?
We're living on autopilot.
Yeah, 24/7, and kind of like you said, the fast life before. And it's just a moment to just kind of chill for a second and really take self-inventory and find out if you're on the right track. Are you living the good life, meaning the good life that you were meant to do? Or are you all over the place just rushing through life, and you're going to get there and you're going to say, oh my God, how did I get here?
And I'm sure Lamar, he was on the fast track. Not only did he have his basketball career, but then he's got, you know, thrown in the limelight of the Kardashians and reality TV. And although you can't, you know, blame it on anything, it's just that, you know, you were in entertainment. Do you think that there were a lot of yes people around him, Misty?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the guy probably had no one who was really held him accountable, which is why there's a lot of addiction. And I mean, there are, you know, I'm sure you've heard of sober coaches. I mean, people get paid a lot of money to hang around really wealthy people just to keep them from drinking.
For
That's
sure.
not sobriety
Definitely.
And serenity.
Yeah.
That's just a babysitter. And so when you're at that level where nobody tells you, you're wrong, dude, you know, stop it. You know, you got to figure this out. And everyone's, you know, kind of getting something from you. The motivation's different. And it can be hard to come down off of that. And at the end of the day, we're all responsible for our own choices and
right.
our own decisions.
And I was going to say, we could have all these people telling us it's wrong, but it doesn't mean that we're going to listen to them.
Right. So while I feel the situation with Lamar Odom is tragic, and, you know, God bless him, I hope the best for him, I think what he is a big reflection of what's happening on our society. We are so obsessed with looking good on the outside and spending so little time cultivating what's going on inside, and that we struggle and we keep, you know, we just keep doing the same things over and over. And if it's not a, you know, these things happen and we all go, oh my gosh, we've got to deal with addiction. We've got to deal. The reality is I can only take care of myself. And if I'm not taking care of myself, I can't be of good use to anyone. So when we all sit down and do the work for ourselves and get out of everybody else's business,
right,
then we get better.
There you go. Misty, we're at the end of our show. Thank you so much for staying with us.
Oh, thank you for staying extra time.
Yeah,
for sure.
And leave us with, you know, one really great tip that could, you know, really help anybody in a situation like what we've been talking about.
Well, I would say, you know, find a community. Find people that you can share with honestly. And if you can, find a way to laugh. I haven't done a ton of laughing today, but laughter heals. There's so many scientific benefits to it, but find something in your life that you can find joy about and gratitude. It sounds hackneyed, but it really works. And then reach out to whatever your higher power you have. Just start saying help, thanks, whatever your prayer is. Ask for the help that you need, and it will come. It may take longer. It may not be in the way that you think it is, but it will happen.
I love it. Misty,
and if you,
thank
can
you.
I,
go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I was just going to say, if you'd like to reach out to me, I love getting emails from people. So you can go to my website at mistybwrites.com. And I get emails every day, and I love hearing from people.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, her book, If You Leave Me, Can I Come With You? All right. Misty, thank you again. Sherry, thank you. Tom. And, of course, we're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Do not give up. The beginning is always the hardest. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Recovery. Do remember that we're here every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 and then again from 2 to 3. And, of course, go to thekimpaganoshow.com so that you can hear all our shows or download our podcast. With that, you can always call us at 805-419-0008, or you can always email us at kim@kimpaganoshow.com. With that, have a really great day, and we'll talk to you later.